Well, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority updating everybody on industry measures taken during the crisis, saying it's working closely with the financial sector to ensure that markets continue to work well. And we had Leila Faree, the chief executive of JSE Limited, on, and she said they're being stressed and strained, but holding up. The FSCA engaging with the entities it regulates to understand the likely impact of COVID-19, urging customers to remain calm. They've engaged with financial services entities to ensure that institutions make provision to assist customers remotely and physically, reduce staff, extra precautions, making sure that money stays in ATMs, investments are safe, albeit volatile, and saying that, where in instances where customers need assistance with debt repayments, we encourage customers to engage their respective banks and negotiate repayment plans. There's going to have to be quite a lot of bending over by financial institutions in the next couple of months in order to accommodate their customers, because I do suspect that things are going to get a lot harder before they get easier.
Bruce Whitfield on 702.
Well, businesses have got to find new ways of coping. And as of 6 p.m. today, it's illegal to run a pub or a restaurant where liquor is served. You can serve food, but no booze with it. No, you can't take your own bottle. Devastating for the restaurant industry, of course, and the people who work in it. And it does depend on us wanting to have a good time. And if we can't go there to have a good time, we don't. And with cash constrained, we're likely to be going out less anyway. We've got schools and universities shutting down. And Nicola Klein is the Dean at Gibbs, the Gordon Institute of Business Science. How are you dealing with COVID-19, Nicola?
Gosh, Bruce, we live in interesting times. So it's been quite an exercise in taking our own medicine. It's one thing, I think, academically for all of our business schools to be trying to profess on how to run businesses. I think so far I'm incredibly proud of how our Gibbs staff have responded, as well as being part of the University of Pretoria. So it's a huge thing when your daily business is your channel to market is totally changed. And, of course, we've taken all of our courses online. And in our case, as with many institutions that are offering postgraduate degrees, the announcement of government and the universities around recesses doesn't really apply to us. We don't take recesses. So overnight, we moved those programs online. That's been the second consideration. I think the first consideration is obviously around putting in place adequate sanitation measures on campus and looking after anybody who visits campus, but particularly our people. So it's been fascinating, and I've certainly, as a leader, having some good lessons around communication, around transparency, and around the strange space. We spoke last week about a book that I'd reviewed, and I was speaking about managing under complexity, where one wants to consult a lot, but there are also times where you just have to make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? And if it's the wrong decision, you can always undo the decision, but rather overreact than underreact in times like this, surely.
Absolutely. And you know, I was saying we started this process that gives called Zoom at Noon. So I engage with all of our staff at noon every day. It's like, you know, in Cape Town, you have that bell that rings or whatever it is. We have Zoom at noon at Gibbs. And I was just saying to all of our staff today, I am, and our faculty, obviously, it's amazing watching government's responsiveness. You know, we've seen governments around the world kind of sidle and dilly-dally, this British thing about keeping all of our schools open and now we're closing them. I'm very, very proud to be a South African and watching not only our National Institute for Communicable Diseases, but also our government and opposition parties coming together. Because if we don't move, we have a problem. We have a very short-lived opportunity to encourage behaviors. At the same time, for us, the academic project is really, really important. And it's fascinating watching faculty who are masters of their craft in the classroom having to embrace the vulnerability of needing to go online. And I've had a couple of people say to me, can't I postpone my lectures? And the answer is no. We're going to learn, and we're all going to learn fast. And that's what we're doing as a country.
And fundamentally, this could change education forever. It really could. I mean, it could expand education in a way that we'd never dreamed possible. Because so often we're intimidated by taking on the new technologies and the challenges and the classroom work. So we just do it that way. We always have. It's how it works around here. It may need to work around here differently from now on.
I think it's going to have fundamental shifts, not only in education, but in ways of working. And we've known, we've been speaking about 4IR, and some companies obviously have embraced this. And you know, past decisions come home to root. We moved everything onto the cloud 2 years ago. And my goodness, are we relieved that we have made that decision? Because if everybody was office bound, it would be problematic. So I think we are going to see distinct shifts in terms of things. And I think what they say that in every cloud has a silver lining. I think one of the things that business has an opportunity to do is now to jump and to try things. There's no looking stupid. It's an opportunity to really experiment and get on board with all of those things that in organizations, some people have been going, no, not yet, and others have been going, we should do this now. It's a fantastic opportunity for business to, A, first and foremost, be responsible, but also to embrace some of these peculiar pockets of innovation that certainly weren't there a week ago.
Nicola Klein, thank you. The Dean at the Gordon Institute of Business Science.